Our reading this morning comes from James chapter 1, verses 2 to 8 and 12 to 18. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. And those who don't know me and just coming today first time, my name is Shoba, and I am here at the Montes as an Intercultural Pioneer Minister. And Happy New Year to you all. And, you know, it's very hard to stand here. It's easy to read and make my notes, but hard to preach because I'm a practitioner, I'm not a preacher. So, we've seen pantomime. It's a very English tradition, me and Michael, with my husband Michael here. And we would like to experience how it feels like being in English. So, we went, and then this morning, as Burton already given permission, right? You could dance and sing and do anything like. So let's do pantomime, all right? Okay? So whenever I say join with me, you join with me, and when I ask, shout, and you shout. Okay. So, shall we pray? So Father, we come to your holy presence today, God. I know we all come with expectation, some with heavy hearts, some lightened and cherished in your presence already. And I ask you, help us steer our mind and soul and heart by that. We never miss even the smallest whisper today, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I'm trying to see that, yeah, trials and temptations. Sometimes I feel like when I was reading, I'm standing in the confession box, you know, and asking the Lord to, I'm sorry I did that, you know, like things like that. It just reminded me, my notes become so long. Then I thought, no, I'm not going to do any confession in front of my pastor. So, but there's some things I really want to remind you. You know, the letter James writes, the recipients of this letter were some of the Jews in the mixed community. They were doubly oppressed. Like many in South Asia today, including India, they faced considerable hardships because of their faith. So James does not gloss over this. He sets out to help them and us today to get a better perspective on persecution and trials that include so many things. Maybe you heard the saying, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Do you think James is talking about that today? We all have a fresh lemonade? I don't think so. It's easy to look at that. Probably what he's saying more deeper than that. So can I ask you, Shardot, what are the trials you think? Shut up.
House.
Mm-hmm. Pandemic?
Pandemic.
Okay, that's a very common. Any other trials? Wow, you are so blessed. Okay, there are no trials. Nobody joining into the Joy Club. Okay? Sorted. Because James starts saying that, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. You know, you missed the opportunity to join the Joy Club because you didn't have any trials. But, you know, the trial mentioned in this section are troubles and persecution that we suffer for Christ's sake. You know, James is not talking here about the troubles that come on us because of our own mistakes and sins. To get the perspective from my own experience from India, I thought I will tell you what it looks like. I was born in a Christian family. My grandfather was a bishop. My name was Esther Angel Shobha Rani Gosa. I studied in a Hindu management school. My Christian name was removed. When we asked the reason given by a clerk was, he is the upper high Brahmin caste. And he said it's too long, it won't fit in the application form. Isn't it just bizarre? So one of my high school mates invited for her birthday party and asked me, other Christian friends, to enter from the back door while all others enter from the front door, served food in a plastic plates for us, while others were served in steel plates. The reason, she said, we worship a God who seems to be God of untouchables and animal eaters. She's a Brahmin, technically. She wouldn't be have a Christian friend. And getting a friend inside home itself is a big deal. I love dance, and you've seen that many times I did. And I join in a dance school. Every day class begins with blowing down or a music, and then I'll bowing down to an idol in the room, which I refuse to do. My dance teacher trying to find fault and beat me in every class. And I stopped going to dance school and started learning from home. It didn't stop just with shame or oppression, it went beyond my imagination. And I want to reflect and think of trials you faced of being a child of God, being a follower of Jesus. Because James challenges me when I was reading, and it just taking me constantly the question, how do we handle these trials when it comes on our way? I don't think I consider joy. You know, he asked us to join a joy club. I don't think I was so joyful when I was gone through those trials. So what do we do? How do we handle these things? They are coming on our way because we are not intentional to invite them, but they are on our way. So do we lock ourselves in our closets and then say goodbye to the world around us? Or can we just going around and blaming the world and then not knowing what we are doing? Or can we just say, thank you, God, for everything, and then live our lives? It sounds like hang in there. So when hardships and disappointments happen, beyond just hanging there, James tells us to consider it pure joy. Here James calls these trials a testing of our faith. So what benefit do these trials bring us? He says in the verse 3 and 4, spiritual benefit. Such trials produce in us perseverance. You know, where James starts the book, he immediately brings three bigger themes for us to understand. Perseverance, wisdom, and prayer. And I love these three things. Let's look at the perseverance. So it says that the one of the meaning I see that one is like a patience. So patience is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And if we don't have a patience and think we are missing one of the best fruits of the Holy Spirit. And then I looked into this one, and I'm trying to do a little maths here. And what God is speaking to me this morning, I thought I'll share with you. You know, the trials, it just looks like that. When you have all the trials around you, you count one by one. You write one down on your paper. When you go back, you could do this exercise. I did myself. You tap down on your paper, put a line, write all your trials, what you think you faced, or, you know, as small, every day, or maybe in the past, whatever. And then you put the arrow up and then look for it. Because Christian perseverance is a matter of trusting God. The reason you could hold your trials when you have a perseverance is because you trust God enough to keep following Him even when it's hard. You know, when I was ashamed of being a Christian, I would have left that day itself. But I lost so many opportunities in my life being a Christian in a country majority, they call us minority. And probably you wouldn't get the idea of being persecuted, following Jesus, who seems to be a God of untouchables. In a white privileged community, it's hard to imagine that, what one can go through it. But then I am not underestimating your imagination today, because you all know that. You have seen it. Example, pandemic. No black, no white, no poor, no rich, every one of us. It's so hard to go through that. But James reminds us, no perseverance through trials, no maturity. The fruit of perseverance is a maturity. We need to grow in the Lord. If you're not growing, you are not seeing the fruit of your hard work. And the trial will take you through that path. And then James wanted us, so when we lack perseverance, it is a faith problem. It is not the world problem. Because we didn't see what's coming in our way. We didn't see what God is giving us by end of that. That's why James says, let the perseverance do its job. You don't push it, you don't pull it, you don't rush it, but you need to allow your trial. That's why James says, hang in there, consider it pure joy. At the end result, you cannot imagine. That's a gift. And he says, so when we lack perseverance, it is a faith problem. We are not trusting God like we should. Relationship between a perseverance and the faith, the strong trust in God, not weak, patchy, on-gain, off-gain faith. You know, sometimes we say, oh, I'm born like this. Sometimes we say, no, my mind is like that. Sometimes I blame because I have thyroid, my hormones problem. Because James goes deeper than our own inability to see what God is doing through our trials. And then the bigger thing, I think the bigger gift of what James is trying to help us to understand the wisdom. You know, when we stand on our trials, and then we are learning one by one and seeking through His power, His strength, and His boldness, His courage, and then we are strengthening our faith and getting it to the maturity what God wanted us to have. And then that's the wisdom, because we make right choices, because God has given us the wisdom to step out of our trial, because we are hanging there, trusting Him, not us, our ability or our expertise. And I've seen in my life again and again, being follower of Jesus. I'm not saying it's easy. It is hard. That's why James says, you don't endure in your trial, but you enjoy in your trial. But he says joy comes there. And the wisdom, one thing we often lack is wisdom. Because it is something we need to keep on praying for. Wisdom only comes through persevering prayer. Not giving up. That's It's a prayer we need to do to have a wisdom. So in order to receive anything from God, we must ask in faith. Must believe and not doubt. That's the verse 8. It says that the man who doubts is a double-minded man. Unstable, double-minded, doubting, like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. I know I love this one, and I want to sing with me. Join with me. This is one of the things I every minute and every day, I would like to sing and ask the Lord. That's the wisdom. We sang many times in the church. I hope you join. Remember? Pantomime. Okay? God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do. God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do. And the song goes this. I will love you, Lord, my strength. I will love you, Lord, my shield. I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever, all my days, I will love you, God. Isn't it beautiful when you claim that? And that's what James was telling. If you want to endure, that's the calculation. How do we handle? The fruit of perseverance is the maturity because of the thing. And when we claim that every day, God wanted us to see that. And the next one, James talks about verse 12 to 18. He talks about right attitude towards temptations. I know we have so many temptations. That's why I said in the beginning, I'm not going to confess. But there's something I thought it just stuck in my mind that how much every day each one of us need God's protection. You know, the simple thing what James tells us that we are tempted because of our evil desires. You know, whenever we are tempted, we shouldn't say that we are tempted by God, because God never tempts us. Because he does not send temptation to sin. Because there were some things in the Bible written that, and he always gives us an ability to go out of that. That's a promise. Because God gives us every promise comes with a premise. And I love this factor, because it's not enough to know our purpose. We must also know the premise and the promise of God for our lives. Every time we're tempted, we can't blame the world, we can't blame everything around us, but all we need to do, we take the promise what God has given. Jesus told his disciples he would not leave them alone. He promised he and the Father would come to dwell in the hearts of believers. Through the perseverance and the faith in Christ, we experience the presence of the Holy Spirit every time when we were tempted. Every time the desire comes. So how do we stop this one? James gives a very simple exercise. He says, stop the conception, right? When the conception, then only there is a growth and the birth. And he says, stop there. How do we stop? We need to ask him to give us that ability to see, asking his promise. And then he talks about, don't give up. The Christian life was not meant to be lived without God. We are called to daily dying to ourselves and dependency and leaning in steadfast and wholehearted trust on God's assistance on our behalf. You know, in India, I fight for girls' rights because I believed God called me to be like an Esther. And then it's not very easy because the abuse and the domestic violence and everything. Every time I go, hundreds of the girls, I stand before them, and all the things I would begin with saying that I am a believer, I believe in God created me in his own image, and you, and this body is a temple of God. I never anybody want to mess around with that. That's a simple message. God was asking us to do that. You never mess around with His temple. That's the principle in our mind. Every time when temptation comes, we say that you are not going to mess around with His temple. That's it. That's the message. So don't be deceived. That's a red alert message. James tells, don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. And he gives you the wall of hope. Every time when disappointment comes, he says, perseverance, when you stand there and hold there, and you try to build your faith on there, that's build your character. When your character builds, with your character, you glorify God and you stand there and testify in God, that's how you build hope for yourself and hope around the people with you. And 7 years ago, I want to close with this. And this is something called Wall of Hope I did. And 7 years ago, my work among girls got appreciated. I got an award and whatnot. And I was just going to get engaged with the man. I found the will. And I was speaking in television channels and newspapers and everything going. Suddenly, everything started collapsing in my life. And I didn't see God. I didn't see my faith helping me. I didn't see all the things I believed and said every day suddenly started collapsing. That's where I went on my knees in my own closet, what James tells. And I won't hold on that. I said, God, you promised me. Would you help me? Would you help me to see the promises I believed I claimed in my life? And then he spoke to me in the book of Jeremiah. And then he tells Jeremiah that you go and write everything in the book, what I said to you. This is what I did. And I wrote every promise I read from Sunday school to that life, the day I got into problems. And every promise I wrote on the wall, I said it's a wall of hope. You know, church, I don't know what you are going through. I don't know what, the pandemic is not a big deal to me. And I got a booster, you know, 3 vaccines in my back at home, people not even having a 1. It just hurts my heart. But how privileged you are. I'm sitting and standing here and having everything I have. But still, if I miss the one opportunity to give hope to somebody, to have a hope for myself. And I want to think about this. You know, it's all about everything we read and do, take. It's all about how we see God. So, we seek God's help. You know, we have so many opportunities here. You have mentors or, you know, new age stuff and everything going around. All we need to do, we seek God's help. And we keep busy ourselves. Idle mind is like a devil den. That's what I learned in the college. And we need to keep ourselves home group or maybe cell group or a Bible study. You know, joining with the people. I don't know what you can do, but all we need to do when we are weak and weary and troubled, and we need to take a help. And we remember who we are in Christ. And above all else, we look to Christ. Because Jesus was tempted like us, but then he never gave in to temptation. Because he knows this body is temple of God. You never allow anybody mess around with that. So I want to read last verse. He says, 3 things my entire life what I learned was our perspective has to be changed. Attitude towards our trials and temptations. And we have to get our theology right. Right for ourselves. Our relationship with Christ. Our faith. How much we are stronger. It doesn't matter. But if you're not depending on the Word of God, and if you're not seeking Him every day, and we miss the one opportunity what God wanted us to live. So it is not driven by ideas, it's driven by a real story. Jesus died on the cross for us, and He given Himself to us, and He raised victoriously to tell us there is a victory, always the other side of it. We need to hold on to that. It says, if you do not trust in Jesus, I would say make a decision to make Him your confidence today. Because blessed is the one who perseveres under trials, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love Him. Amen.